MTV Cast.
Hey, Eddie O'Day calling in from Eastern Divide. I think I still got some catching up to do. So I had two days ago, I made it into Dillard and to spent the night in Georgia for the first time. That was a really nice feeling. Pushed out of Dillard a little bit late, but not too bad. It was pretty cool in the morning, so I wasn't in a big hurry. But TJ Kearns from bikepacking.com fame had just finished up the TNGA or a portion of it anyways, and met me en route somewhere outside of Dillard and rode together for 45 minutes or so and got some pictures, which was pretty awesome. Pushed on from there to the Around the Bend hostel. I'm not even sure what town that might be technically in, maybe Blairsville. Got some water and ice cream sandwich and met those guys. Really cool place for AT hikers, but also right on the TNGA route for resupply options and cabins and laundry. They do some shuttle services, mostly focused on AT folks, but they're trying to figure out how to help the bikepacking world more. So check them out Around the Bend Hostel. And then after that, did not stop at Moccasin Creek. I was pretty loaded up from the hostel, so I didn't really need to. Push on up Wildcat Road, and that was kind of surreal because it's closed off and nobody's out there. I'm very used to lots of traffic through there, a lot of people camping and playing in the slide falls, and it was closed and deserted. There's definitely some big washouts on the road, which is why it's closed. But yeah, it's pretty odd after, I don't know how many years, 13, 14 years of riding up that, and there's always people in that campground. So, but it was peaceful and quiet up there. It was nice. But the road's in a little rougher shape than usual because no traffic. So made it up over Addison Gap there, down the other side. That trail is super clean right now. Must have a lot more traffic than previous years. Remember, there's always a lot of deadfall on it, and just doesn't seem like it gets much traffic, and it was very well used this year. So it was a really quick rip down that. Loaded up some water with some people I've gotten water from several times. Up Tray, and then made a slight deviation to come down. I believe it's Forest Road 77. Ends up with the same mileage, but you miss that road from the Pika Tray out to the Hickory Nut Trail. The Hickory Nut Trail I love, but the road to it is so eroded these days and just not worth the beating that it takes to get across it. In the midst of this route, you know, TNGA is what it is. It was meant to be super hard. I don't know that this route was designed that way. Anyways, I made it down into Helen fairly early for the day. I'd say around 9:30. PM. And, I had no idea that Oktoberfest would be going on in September. Apparently had been going on for a week or two. So they've expanded their Oktoberfest there in Helen. It's kind of their only gig in their Bavarian, little village of North Georgia. So lots of people around, lots of alcohol going down. I had some friends meet me there, which was really awesome. Dan and Liliana and Lou, and they had food waiting for me and beer and some new friends from Kentucky I was introduced to. And we did a little walking around town, just trying to find some more food for me and another beer. So good night there. They left me probably around 11, and I went to maybe the worst hotel I've been in yet, unfortunately. The first room bed wasn't even made up. And then the next room, the shower wouldn't work. So finally, it was almost 1 a.m. by the time I got into bed because of all that room changes and trying to get the shower to work so I could take a shower before crawling into bed, etc. So just, I don't know, logistical challenges. But the rooms were so expensive in Helen because of Oktoberfest. So sadly, I went with the cheapest. Anyways, pushed out of there in the morning. Super slow getting out of there because Oktoberfest and every rush. Yeah, so a little slow getting out of Helen, but I did get some breakfast and got out of there. And it was six gap sentry day. So there's maybe 3,500 people that typically do six gap. I don't know in these COVID, post-COVID times, if those numbers have changed at all, if they're up or down, couldn't tell you. But I was going up Hogpen outside of Helen, and everybody else is screaming down. I was a little disappointed with that because it used to go up the same way I was going up. And I really just wanted to put a sign on my back that said donations or pushes, please. But that didn't work out. But about halfway up, I ran into Nicole from Free Flight, and actually Mike Palmieri down before I even got into the climb. He was cutting across towards Helen. But yeah, Nicole from Free Flight Bicycles, she stopped and gave me a PB&J and a hug, and that was awesome. And then up and over the top of Hogpen, I saw some other friends from Alabama, Dory and Tony. So all that was awesome. They went by so fast. as I was crawling up, but ripped down the other side. I think that was my last chance to push my high speed for the trip, which was about 48 miles an hour, which is really just a match of what I did on some dirt roads up in Vermont. So I'm not sure I'm going to best that. But yeah, through the Helton Falls, Hatchet Creek area, pop back out on the road, and go up Wolfpen, where I ran into the six gap folks again. Nobody that I knew, but it just gave me some rabbits to pace off of and go up at a good clip there. I was pretty sweaty and a bit cold, to be honest, but I turn off of Wolfpen and keep climbing up Duncan Ridge and meet friends Dan Brooks and his son Marley out on motorcycles coming across Duncan Ridge, which was great. So I had them to, again, pace off of, gap them a bit on the downhills. But as soon as it goes up, of course, they're on top of me. But so they gave me company for, I don't know, 15 or 20 miles down past Cooper Creek Store and into the Rock Creek Road muddiness, which was actually not as muddy as I've seen it, out to Doublehead Gap. And then they took off for home. Like up Asco Road area, and maybe a mile up the road, my friend Rich Garcia shows up on his bike. So we ride in the last 6-8 miles together to the Iron Bridge. It'd be the last for my day, for a fairly early stop there at, the hope was I'd go to the Toccoa Riverside restaurant, not so much the hope, cause it's not a great restaurant, but it's right on route. But they were closed. So, Dan Brooks was back with us vehicle and gave me a ride up the road to his cabin where I got cleaned up. And then, Dan and his wife and Rich and, Donna, his wife, all met up. We all met up and went into Blue Ridge and had a wonderful dinner there and then, solid sleep and back on the trail, at the Iron Bridge. Unfortunately the store was closed, so I didn't get any supplies there, but more friends, Zach Smith, Elizabeth Murray showed up, brought me some breakfast sandwich. Zach rode with me over to Cherry Log. And then on the way over to Cherry Log, on a different Rock Creek road, met up with Tim Stevens, who came out and rode another 20 or so miles, maybe not quite that far, 15 miles with me. Out in towards Cache's Valley. So Zach peeled off in Cherry Log and Tim continued on. And then I was on my own into the Cahuttas and up Watson Gap. I was super excited. I was after Watson Gap, it drops down to Jack's River Fields campground. And I start turning off like I'm doing the Trans North Georgia and the route doesn't do that. It stays on the gravel road. And I was so, so excited to find that out. I was all mentally ready to go in there and do the big hike a bike out of the Pinhoti Northern Terminus, back up to the gravel road, which is just super steep and usually real muddy and slippery and very hard on a heavy bike. So I was so excited to hit that gravel road. It's still a monster climb out of there, but it's totally rideable. the spring down below, I never did see it, so it must be running low. So I didn't get any water there, unfortunately. But I managed to nurse what I had until I got over to Bear Creek and filtered some water there. Actually, even before that, I skipped the upper Bear Creek little switchback bit so I could go to the overlook. If I'm going that far, I want the view. That will definitely be another recommendation to light route change. You do miss a little bit of single track, but that view is so worth it to look over the Cahuttas towards Fort Mountain and the valley below, and to be able to see where you're going the next day, which is kind of where I'm headed. But down Bear Creek and into the Pinhotes, and Pinhote 2, local girl Courtney, who is friends with the Mulberry Gap crew, met me on the trail and gave me some company there, which was great. Ripped down P2, a little bit of a beating. But, you know, this is the first time I've taken this bike, this Rodeo Labs Flanimal, onto some really familiar to me roads and trails, and it really did well. It's like having a crit bike in the woods. I've never done in any of this part of the Cahuttas on drop bars. I've been riding up here for 22 years. The first time on drop bars, first time in a long time on something, we'll say, mostly rigid. I've got my Redshift bits with 20 millimeters of travel to take some edge off, but very, very capable bike. I'm pretty happy with how it handles here. So made it to, we'll call it Mulberry Gap. So Kate and Andrew Gates that run Mulberry Gap, they actually live on the property nearby. So I ended up at their place because Mulberry Gap itself was closed. But great dinner with them. Nothing like home cooked meals. It's been so long, maybe New York, since I had an actual home cooked meal. So then just sit around, had a few beers and telling stories and just catching up with them. And my cousin Ryan O'Day from Jasper came up and sat with us for an hour, maybe more. So that was really cool. And then I've pushed off this morning to get some P3 for breakfast here. So just nice big climb right out of the gate. But some ripping single track on my way out. Dalton's about 50 miles. The ideal would be that I can get on the other side of Snake Creek in a reasonable hour tonight and then just figure out a place to camp on that side. I'd like to just get Snake Creek past me. I know it's going to be rough. It's rough on any bike. And it's a lot of hike a bike with a heavy bike and tired legs. So I'm about to go do that and get after it. And so thanks for listening, letting me check in. And I will be back soon. Bye.